Well, Sean, nice to speak to you. Welcome along to the Airwaves of Highland. How are you doing?
Demolishing, not too bad. How's the form?
The form's good. Hey, we're looking forward to this game at the weekend. And interesting, I was looking at your website, and there obviously is a preview piece there on the website from Kieran. And his opening line is, there are some fixtures where league tables, form lines and statistics simply don't carry the same weight. Armagh versus Donegal is one of them. We're expecting another titanic tussle on Sunday at the Athletic Ground, Sean.
Yeah, it's just the way the rivalry has been in the last couple of years, Oisin. Like, I think I calculated they've played 10 times in maybe whatever it is, 5 years or something. Like, it's crazy. They meet so often, and there's usually something riding on the game whenever they meet, and even this weekend, like, there's something riding on it in an Armagh perspective, given that, you know, they're in a relegation fight at the minute, just given the form and the league table at the minute, and Donegal, where Jim McGuinness doesn't want to give up his record over Kieran McGeaney. So there's always something about this fixture, and then the tools, the finals, the row at the end of last year's. It's just all piping hot at the minute, Oisin. So from a fan perspective, it's good to look forward to, but from the players and the management, like, they have a job to do, and their head's going to be so focused on trying to get one over the other.
Yeah. Is this a must-win game for Armagh?
I was thinking about that, Oisin. Maybe the Dublin one is probably the must-win game, I would say, of the four Armagh have remaining. Simply put, you know, they've beat Monaghan, and hopefully if they beat Dublin, it'll keep those two teams below Armagh, but there's no getting away from it. If this isn't must win for them, it's damn near it, because there's a situation they've put themselves in. They should have beaten Galway, and could have beaten Roscommon. We could be talking about a game that, you know, is a top of the table clash really at the minute, if things had gone Armagh's way. It puts a lot of pressure on them if they don't win on Sunday. And I know, like Kieran McGeaney said last week, that, you know, Division 2, going to Division 2 isn't the end of the world. They won the line from Division 2 last year, but this is a different team. This is a young group, and they want to be developing their skills at the highest level in Division 1. So it's down near must win, Oisin, because of the ramifications of, if they don't win, they've only 2 points from four games. With three games remaining, they have to go to Dublin, they have to go to Mayo, and then welcome Kerry to the Athletic Grounds in the last game. So there's nothing easy there in the last four. So yeah, it's near enough must win, I would say, at this stage.
I do know from a Donegal perspective, you have been impressed by the way Jim McGuinness's side have started this year, Sean. They obviously have 3 wins from three. They've been lining out teams as strong as possible over the last number of weeks. What do Armagh need to fear from this current 2026 Donegal side?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I was in Letterkenny on Sunday there, and got to see Donegal up close. Brendan McCall was outstanding, I thought, in the full back line, picking up James Carr. Carr couldn't get away from him. Any ball that came in, if McCall wasn't out in front, he was getting a hand in. And just any time Carr got the ball, McCall just stripped him. So he's probably going to pick up Oisin O'Neill, I would imagine, this year. I'm not saying anything new, saying Brendan McCall is a brilliant man marker, but Oisin O'Neill's Armagh's top scorer at the minute. He's their biggest two-point threat. And if McCall shuts him down, it's a big loss to Armagh if Oisin O'Neill isn't posting that 6-7 point tally. And then you have the young players for Donegal coming in. Like, I know in our Gaelic Lives podcast every Monday morning, like during the McKenna Cup, Mal McMullen was talking about Shane Malone felt every Monday morning. And then he didn't start last week, but Conor McCahill did, and he kicks 3 points, and I think he's still doing his leaving cert. So, and then you have Finbar Roberty, who's playing, like, he has a 10-year experience at this level, and he's only, whatever, 19 or whatever he is. So I suppose that I would fear that Armagh mightn't get enough scores on Sunday, because although Armagh are creating loads of chances, but they're missing plenty as well. And it's just the young boys coming in. You have the boys I mentioned there. Then you have Oisin Gallan, comes back in last week, flying fit. You have the Murphy element of it. And without, on my own podcast this week, trying to work out matchups, if Murphy comes in, Armagh have no Aidan Faulker, no Aaron McKay, no Conor Mackin, no Kieran Higgins, no Kieran Mackin, you know, big, strong, physical men that could maybe Murphy. There's nobody like that in Armagh team at the minute, just with injuries and boys quitting and stuff. So when he inevitably makes an appearance at some stage, like I'd be worried about who's going to pick him up because Gareth Murphy is playing full back for Armagh at the minute, and he is going to be an outstanding full back for Armagh in years to come. But like he only made his debut last year, he's very young, he's inexperienced at this level. Can you throw him into the deep end to mark Michael Murphy? I don't know if they have another option. Like so, there's more. Maybe more worries from an Armagh perspective than there is positives heading into this game. But as I say, they're creating loads of chances. They're just not taking as many as they should be. But Donegal, they've maybe it looks like they've nearly stepped on even from last year. They're so even the first half against Mayo, like it wasn't an entertaining game from a neutral. But Donegal just controlled it and they were kept Mayo at arm's length. And even with against the breeze. There's no shot clock. Donegal will keep the ball forever until they work an opportunity, and they're running, they're hard running, their backdoor cuts, their slick hand passing game. Like it's very hard to defend against. So yeah, I've been really impressed with them this year, Oisin. I think everybody is. They're probably the informed team in the country at the minute.
Yeah, the way you're talking there, I've got a feeling you may be edging towards a Donegal one on Sunday at the Athletic Ground shot.
I can't bring myself to say it, Oisin, but you can decide for yourselves.
Listen, we'll move on then. We'll move on. Well, let's move into the realm of hurling. And not alone are Donegal and Armagh set to clash on the football. They're also going to meet in Letterkenny on Saturday in Division 3 of the National Hurling League. Donegal have won both of their games to date. Armagh have lost out in their three fixtures. They've yet to win. They've conceded the most of all the teams in Division 3. And the Armagh hurlers, I think in fairness, Sean, to say that they're really, really struggling this year. There's been a lot of change around there. And this is a game that you would expect Donegal to win and probably comfortably on Saturday. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair, Oisin. Like, there's been a massive turnover of player in the Armagh squad. I know just in preparation for your call, I was sort of looking up the last time they played. I think they played in the Nicky Rackard Cup game in 2024, and Donegal won by, I think it was 7 points. But from the team that started that day, Armagh only have one player that's likely going to start at the weekend, which is unbelievable. That's the joint captain, Barry Short. Through injuries, through boys going to Australia, boys walking away, boys wanting to play club football, they've just been decimated. Now, they do have a few young boys that have come through. Jack Laughlin is a debutant this year, and he's their top scorer at the minute. Conor Carabine, another one, a young fella coming in and making a name for himself. But yeah, it's two teams at the. I think Donegal's top and Armagh bottom, and that's probably a fair reflection of this game. Like Donegal, they should be winning this comfortably, especially in Letterkenny on home turf.
Yeah. What about the position that Donegal is in just finally, the hurlers? They've got relegated to Division 3 last year. Now, they stayed in Christy Ring for next year, which is a huge plus. But if you're prepping for a Christy Ring competition, should you be up a level or two league-wise, Sean?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, a decent league campaign, they beat Kerry and all, I remember
Yeah, last year.
last year in the league. Like, and you look at their club level, like Burt, obviously going on and winning Ulster. You had Setanta, I know St John's beat them well in the semi-final, but up competing at senior championship level, Donegal hurling, it does seem like it's on the rise. Oisin, obviously you'd have a closer eye on it than I would, but it feels like they're on the rise at club level, county level. Good season last year, and maybe unlucky to get relegated, but like you've seen them, them and Tyrone come down last year, and they were level above Tyrone in the first round of the league. So I would say they're guaranteed promotion, and that Christy Ring, they're probably going to give it a they're targeting it. I would imagine that's their big focus. They know they'll probably comfortably get out of Division 3, and a win this weekend would more or less secure that. And then I would say they're going Christy Ring's their main target for the year.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Sean Casey of the Sideline Eye podcast and website and the Gaelic Life. We appreciate you joining us on the Score programme this evening. And listen, enjoy the hurling and the football at the weekend. I'll speak to you at the Athletic Grounds on Sunday.
No problem. Thank you, Oisin.